Imagine a world where purple-gray mist creeps through forests and over city walls, leaving twisted vegetation and abandoned settlements in its wake. This is Blunder, a kingdom trapped in perpetual twilight. The mist is no natural phenomenon, but the vengeful creation of the Spirit of the Wood, enraged when the legendary Shepherd King attempted to democratize magic through 12 Providence cards. Each card grants extraordinary powers, combat mastery, mind speaking, invisibility, but exacts a terrible price when overused, marking users with visible manifestations of their power. The mist brings a deadly fever primarily targeting children, infecting them with dangerous, uncontrolled magic. Survivors face an impossible choice: hide their infection and risk execution if discovered, or succumb to degeneration, a horrifying process where powers consume them from within. The ruling Rowan family established two institutions to maintain control: white-robed physicians, who identify the infected through special crystals, and destriers, elite warriors who hunt down and eliminate those showing signs of infection. Hope lies in an ancient prophecy stating that if all 12 Providence cards unite with the black blood of Salt at the King's namesake tree during the midnight sun, the mist might finally lift. Yet the Twin Alders card, the most powerful of all, has been lost for centuries, hidden by the Shepherd King before his mysterious disappearance. Elspeth Spindle has maintained a facade of normalcy for 11 years, concealing a deadly secret. After surviving a magical fever at 9, she emerged with something monstrous in her mind, a presence she calls the Nightmare, the trapped soul of the ancient Shepherd King. The Nightmare grants her supernatural abilities: enhanced strength, seeing Providence cards through walls, resistance to certain magics, but each use strengthens his control over her. Unlike others whose degeneration manifests physically, Elspeth's is the gradual loss of herself to the King sharing her consciousness. Her carefully constructed life unravels when Captain Raven Yu discovers her ability to identify Providence cards. This talent could help locate the missing Twin Alders, so he recruits her into a dangerous plot to collect the deck and save his degenerating brother Emery. What makes Elspeth's journey compelling is her constant negotiation with the Nightmare, a being both protector and predator. Their internal dialogue creates a fascinating dynamic where she must determine how much power is worth sacrificing her agency. The Nightmare speaks in riddles, gradually revealing his true nature throughout the story. The Providence cards form the backbone of the novel's magic system, each one a double-edged sword of power and peril. Created to share magic with the people, these 12 cards have become tools of control in the Rowan dynasty's hands. The Black Horse grants combat mastery, but physically weakens users. The Golden Egg brings wealth while fostering greed. The Prophet reveals the future but instills fear. The White Eagle provides courage, yet creates vulnerability. The Maiden offers beauty while poisoning the heart. The Twin Alders, supposedly the most powerful, allows communion with the Spirit of the Wood, its cost unknown. The cards interact uniquely with infected individuals. Raven gradually loses ability to use most cards due to his infection, while Elspeth can see their distinctive colored glows even when hidden. Semi-sentient, they call to potential wielders, creating a web of magical influence throughout the kingdom. Nothing comes for free, especially magic, echoes throughout the novel, with each card's rhyming warning reinforcing that all magic demands payment. The relationship between Elspeth and Raven forms the emotional core of the novel, evolving from mutual suspicion to passionate connection. Their journey begins when Raven, disguised as a highwayman, attempts to rob Elspeth, only to be overpowered by her nightmare strength, leaving him injured and intrigued. At the Equinox celebration, Raven recognizes Elspeth but keeps her secret, proposing she help locate Providence cards while he protects her family. Their initially transactional arrangement quickly becomes complicated by attraction. Their fake courtship adds tension, gradually transforming from performance to genuine feeling. Their bond deepens through shared dangers and quiet moments, dancing at feasts, discussing their infections, stealing cards from nobles, and eventually surrendering to their desires. Their connection resonates because they see and accept each other's monstrous aspects while society would condemn them both, offering a vision of connection based on acceptance rather than domination. Beneath personal struggles runs a current of political resistance against King Rowan's oppressive regime. The expanding mist has led to public executions as displays of power, with families of infected children forced into the mist unprotected as warnings. The resistance movement, led by Raven Yu, operates through sympathizers. While officially seeking Providence cards, they actually create safe houses for infected children and maintain escape routes challenging royal authority. Prince Elm's involvement adds complexity. As second heir, moving between court circles while gathering intelligence for the resistance, several noble houses quietly support him, forming a shadow court. The rebellion operates in moral gray areas, using theft, deception, and occasional violence against greater evils. Their use of Providence cards raises questions about fighting corruption with its own tools. Their tactical debates reflect larger questions about justified resistance. The novel's most haunting theme explores monstrosity, how we define it, become it, and might resist it. It blurs the line between heroes and monsters, suggesting monstrosity stems from choices rather than nature. The Nightmare's Rhyme, the girl, the king, and the monster they became, captures this ambiguity. Is the monster the Shepherd King, corrupted by centuries of rage, Elspeth when she surrenders to his power, or their hybrid entity? This question becomes literal when Elspeth sees yellow eyes in the mirror, unsure whose soul I'm seeing, the nightmare's or my own. External monsters include Hoth Rowan, who forces parents into the mist while their children watch, representing institutionalized cruelty, and Orith Willow, who embodies clinical detachment as she draws infected blood with metal claws. The novel suggests monstrosity often begins with good intentions. The Shepherd King created Providence cards to share magic, but brought the mist's curse. Raven became captain of the Destriers to protect his infected brother. Elspeth accepts the Nightmare's power to defend those she loves, each time losing more of herself. Elspeth's ultimate sacrifice, surrendering to the Shepherd King, trading her blood and autonomy for Emery's freedom, and help finding the Twin Alders card, embodies the novel's central theme of sacrifice for love. Raven silently vows to collect the final card, lift the mist, and free Elspeth, balancing hope with dread about magic's continuing costs. We learn the Rowans not only murdered the Shepherd King's family, but erased their existence from history, recasting his possession of Elspeth from mere monstrosity into calculated justice. His quest for balance introduces moral ambiguity that blurs the line between heroes and villains. In a world where power demands payment, what price would you pay for what you desire most? These questions linger, reminding us that the most terrifying monsters may be the ones we choose to become.